Paul, let's let you give us kind of a review about this little future that that Ben was able to see, and then we'll get into what may be going on in the future.
Okay, well, the gist of it is that Ben is learning to move portals, and portals, of course, being doors between these worlds. Now, the question arose to me, well, why do you need portals if you're already there in another life, you know, part of your life or anything else? But there seems to be a deeper reason for that. But this is what we seem to be doing in Connecticut, and apparently someone else is onto this, too, and is trying to do the same thing. I'll tell you, in a nutshell, what I foresee, and Ben may disagree, is an interdimensional war. And I'll go a little deeper into that. As this
between
Earthine wonderful guy told me in this attic, and as others seem to be indicating, when a world has been used as much as it can by these parasites, as we've described, or eaters or feeders, whatever the species happens to call them, the world is either prompted to end or maybe not, doesn't always end, but there's serious danger that it will, and they move on. I think this time there's going to be a fight, and that's because one of the things I've gotten from these communications with these entities is that we share the enemy. These parasites feed, and I've seen this happening in many cases, where they feed on us through our negative emotions, but they'll also feed on whoever happens to be near neighbors in parallel worlds. There's almost like an octopus. They can like reach into several worlds at a time just to feed. This is the nature of their species. And there have been cases, and one in Pennsylvania, and I remember that there were people were bothered by what they thought were ghosts. I thought they were people just sharing the same space in parallel worlds. They were suffering from the same parasite. So that's the sort of thing. And I think there's going to be a fight. I think at the same time, there's an indication to me that there is going to be a self-inflicted disaster on the planet sometime before 2016, which I think is going to be nuclear. And I don't mean leaking power plants either.
A war.
Or at least use of nuclear weapons. But I think the war is actually going to be between these parasites. Well, this sounds completely nuts even to me. But
is this what people are feeling, Paul?
I think this is exactly what people are feeling. And we feel it because, you know, our lives are big, and we're feeling that it's happening, and it's going to happen. And I think that's it. And the notion of what Ben and I are supposed to be doing in this, and probably a lot of other people too, I mean, we're not, you know, the only people working on this here. The reason that we're, or at least especially Ben, is being prepared, and I don't think I'm going to be here for the worst of it, is because of a place that I call the good world. And I encountered that in 2009 for the first time in a dream. And I think it's the Renthusia that my friend was talking about. It matches the whole notion of a place to escape to. And I think that through the shamanic abilities of Ben and others, portals will be opened for the high people to escape from the disaster and to be preserved, or the species preserved or whatever, in this, so what I call this good world, which is a place that is very, very sparsely inhabited. It is a place where my family and I are, you know, live in a house on a mountainside and have visits and meetings with various people who are involved in this, if you want to call it a project. It's a rather different kind of place. And lest you think I'm totally nuts by now, I'll give you some examples of how other people are experiencing the same thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now I started having a good world experiences while awake. And then all of a sudden, Ben reported being there too. Now, he doesn't remember a lot, but then other people reported going there as well. One was the wife of the shaman Ben works with, and I had told her nothing about this, but one day she started describing a meeting under a trellis at a particular spot in the grounds where people often meet to discuss what we do here when the parasites have had enough of us and the world suffers and people have to escape. And I have had several letters. There are a number of people who are in touch with us, one of whom may call in during the call-in time, to report that they're people who are interested in shamanic abilities and have also had experiences of the good world. A lot of people seem to be involved in this, and there seems to be a lot of corroboration for the things. So I feel a little bit better about that. There is in this good world a presence who shows up every now and then, and I really, maybe I've seen the Chronicles of Narnia once to watch, but he seems like sort of a lion-esque kind of figure who is rather glowing and meets with a large group of people of various species from other, if you want to say other worlds, whatever, who are supposed to have jobs to do during this whole process. And we are supposed to welcome as many of the high people as we can into the good world through whatever portals Ben and people like him can create. There are things that you can't make up about this world. I noticed that because gravity has a different nature, and there are a number of current residents, who see, humans, I suppose, and others, who at night will literally rise into the sky, which has spiral clouds, and flashes of light will occur. And I asked somebody, what is this? They're helping ancestors and loved ones and people in other worlds who need help, or total strangers, or they're being guardians. This is a place of guardians. It's a place of great strength, and it's a place where, as my friend in the attic there told me, the eaters or feeders cannot come. And again, you know, if you told me even a year ago that I'd be talking about this, I would have told you you were nuts. But I spent 40 years building up integrity and honesty as a reputation, as a profession, and certainly as a professional journalist, I've tried to do that. This is so far away from stuff I want to talk about. I didn't ask for this, you know. But I am so certain that this is correct, and that this is what Ben is being prepared for.
Is this what the Book of Revelation would talk about? The apocalypse?
I brought that up a while ago, actually. Like, I was just like, oh, it sounds like rapture.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, oh, well, yeah, that kind of makes sense. I mean, but it's not going to be like hell. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Ben, you have a different perspective on this. You talk to other people in other places far more than I do about this. But we're on the same page when it comes to some danger like this coming and having to get people out.
Well, in all honesty, I don't really talk to other people in other places about this. I do, but not like everybody I meet when I meditate. No, it's just sort of like different people, and I just sort of do what I need to do and then get out. I don't try and see what's going to go on in the future, but
You don't think about it the way I do, and I probably should. So I envy you that. You just do it.
Yeah, but maybe he should.
Yeah, exactly. Because as I say, I don't think I'm going to be here for most of this, and I think Ben agrees with that. Whether I hopefully will be pulling from the other end, helping out, that seems to be what you do in the good world. I've surrendered to this. I mean, all my life I've been scholarly and intellectual and tried to put reasons on things, and now I've done enough of that. I mean, as I say, all science and all theology ends in silence, and I stand there in silence and in awe, trying to do the job that I believe has
what,
to be
what's
done.
The timetable?
I have no other answers. I've come to the end of the book of answers.
What do you think the timetable is?
Yeah, the timetable, we're looking at 2012 to 2016. It's probably already started. You know, people are frogs in the cold water. You know, you heat up the cold water and the frog, you know, doesn't notice and stands there and boils to death. And that's what I think most people are doing. If this all happened at once, everybody would notice it. But it's happening gradually.